Absolute Radio.
Simple Minds, Absolute Radio, and alive and kicking. It's the no repeat guarantee. So, like all good things, has to come to an end. 22 years. That's how long I've been here. 5.5 World Cups. 5 years on the breakfast show with Jono. Thank you very much indeed, my little Australian buddy. 17 years on this show. Understandably, I've got a few words I'd like to say. Thank yous, including obviously to Richard Skinner and John Revel and David Campbell and John Pearson for actually hiring me. I thought I might last a couple of years, 22. Never, ever dreamt of it. I've been so fortunate to be part of this great radio station and building. I've worked with so many wonderful people behind the scenes, in front of the microphone. I'm thinking Fluff Freeman, the late Tommy Vance, Kevin Greening, Chris Evans, Jonathan Ross, Christian, Jeff Wrighty, Terry Venables, obviously Jono. The list goes on and on. I've travelled the world doing shows here, and I loosely call it a job. It's a blatant lie. It's just having fun. I've obviously broadcast some of the UK's toughest times, London bombings, 9/11, death of Princess Diana, just three. But I've had the best of times working with the likes of the Rolling Stones, who toured the world and did a documentary with them. It was cool. Simple Minds, Bon Jovi, AC/DC, Whitesnake, Def Leppard, the list goes on and on. Blimey, I even spent a couple of hours in the company of the astronaut Alan Shepard, who was the NASA astronaut who played golf on the moon. It's a mad job, but it's one that has been so kind and generous to me, and obviously I'll be forever grateful, and I have the best memories, believe you me. It's impossible to sum up quickly my time here at Golden Square, but colleagues and owners have come and gone, not least Chris Evans, who I actually was in the studio with when he gave a listener £1 million for winning a competition on his show. Unbelievable. Her name was Claire Barwick from Worthing. She was really nice, and I hope that you've used the money wisely, Claire. I suspect that you have. A really special, special moment. I've covered 171 live football games on Rock and Roll Football with Wrighty and the team for Absolute Radio. But my best football memory, nothing to do with Spurs, don't worry, is when I had a pair of tickets to give away to watch England play at the 1998 World Cup. And what I did was I picked my all-time England 11 players. And all the listeners, you, had to do was guess precisely those 11 players by sending in a text. So I started the show at 10 a.m. I actually came off the air when we eventually got a winner at nearly 3:30 in the afternoon. Somebody did get the right answer. In just over 5.5 hours, we had over 250,000 text entries. Wow. But it was great fun. There have been other great prizes, of course, that we've given away. Lots of gigs, covered loads of festivals, a few cock-ups, to be honest. Some of them most unintended, for which you have my apologies. Lots of inspiring times, and that, of course, is down to you, our wonderful audience. The formula is pretty simple, you know. You come on the air, play great music, sound happy and entertaining, and I think, fingers crossed, that I've done all three. 3 weeks before we launched radio from this building, it was 1993, my dad passed away. And so I just wanted to mention him and dedicate what I've done here to his memory. And I think he would have liked Dylan Wad. I've got a great family. My mum, who hasn't been very well in recent months, but is feeling better, which is great. My other half, Karen. Life is cruel when you end up with a gooner. I've got two amazing bonus daughters, Marie and Emma. My friend and manager, Michael Cohen, and his wife, Patricia. They are the best. We've been together for nearly 25 years. But most of all, I want to thank you for listening. It has been my privilege and honour to be here talking to you, and I'm really going to miss doing it. What a journey. I will speak to you next on the 8th of August for a new season of Rock and Roll Football. I can't wait, and I've worked it out. I've played 163,064 songs on this show in the last 17 years. But I've got one more for you. Leona Graham will be in this chair on Monday morning. I know you'll be listening, and so will I. Bye-bye. Closing time.